It's Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM, where we're speaking with some of our area's most excellent educators. I'm joined now with EA Patty Garrett. Patty, what inspired you to become an EA?
My inspiration, I guess, was to be able to find different strategies that help to work with children that may have some academic struggles.
What do you get out of this experience?
The experience is very rewarding most of the time. But it's very rewarding in that when I see different strategies that I have learned, my colleagues and I talk about this often, how rewarding it is when we see the strategies starting to work and how the children's faces light up because they can't believe they just read that, or they can't believe they just did that math, or they, you know, that's very rewarding.
What would you say has been one of your biggest challenges?
Well, certainly this year with COVID, that certainly has been a challenge at school. It's wonderful that we've been able to be at school for as much as we have. Other than that, I haven't really had a whole lot of challenges in the past. I've just enjoyed going to work every day.
What would you say are you most proud of?
Just being able to, I'm just very happy to be able to support children with their learning issues if they have any, and be able to chat with them at recess and relax.
Do you have any advice for anyone who's interested in becoming an EA?
Well, just to try not to dwell on the things that you can't change and go with the flow. Be in this position, in all educational positions, you have to be very flexible because things change quickly. Sometimes an EA schedule can change monthly or daily, sometimes even depending on the needs of the school. Just to be flexible and keep smiling.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Patty, and thank you for being an excellent educator.